Adam, in this web extra on the podcast website, tell us about the experiment that you ran with the state of Colorado.
Sure. So we're working with Connect for Health Colorado, which is the Affordable Care Act health insurance marketplace in Colorado. And the major problem for the Colorado marketplace, and really all health insurance marketplaces, is that every year consumers come onto the marketplace, they have to renew their coverage. But many consumers don't actually log in to shop for plans. And so what do marketplaces do when someone is up for renewal, but they haven't shopped? They renew their consumers into their old plans. Well, this creates two problems. One is that the consumers don't get a chance to respond to changes in plans, especially premiums. Premiums can change from year to year. Mm-hmm. If someone's automatically renewed, they're not going to see that. Another is that insurers may know that consumers aren't paying attention and then adjust their rates and perhaps raise their rates accordingly. So I'm working with several other academics on a intervention where we send people reminder letters to ask them to re-enroll. And we tested two messages in these letters. We ran actually a three-arm study where one arm got a generic message that you can save. We didn't say anything customized about their situation. Another arm got a personalized message that said, you can save exactly this much money by switching to a cheaper plan. We customized it exactly to their financial situation based on the subsidies they get to make insurance affordable and all of that using data from the marketplace. And then we had a control arm that got nothing as a result of the study. And we ran an evaluation and we found that these messages can drive consumers to shop, but we didn't see any effect on the plans they enrolled in. Mm-hmm. So on one hand, that you could see that as a success. We got people to pay a little more attention to the re-enrollment process and to their plan options. But probably the downstream outcome that really matters for people is the actual plan they end up in. Mm-hmm. And so now we know that we can drive shopping, but I think the question is, how can marketplaces communicate with their enrollees effectively to actually change the plans they're in to better match their needs? So I think we've built a base, but there's more to be learned here.